coming up on episode number 1346, a couple of cover stories today for you. Later on in the show, we're going to have Feist, who's turning 45. We're going to celebrate her with a bunch of covers of her music. Before that, though, we're going to get to Gene Pitney, who would have been celebrating his, what did we figure it out, 81st birthday? No. Yeah, 81st birthday a few days from now. So he still would have been 80. It's just I had my timing wrong. This episode should have been last year. Whatever, Gene Pitney and Feist coming up on today's episode. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, February 11th. 2021. My name is Brian Ibbett, and today on the show we're going to get to a couple of cover stories. I'm kind of surprised I haven't done a Gene Pitney cover story before. We're going to be hearing him in just a moment. Later on the show, we're going to be hearing some covers of and by Feist. Leslie Feist, I believe her first name is, but she goes by Feist. And so that'll be coming up 1, 2, 3, 4 sets from now, probably. Let's get to Gene Pitney now. Gene Pitney, famous for songs that he originally did, just about as much as songs that were covered or written by him. For example, this is one that he did record, but wasn't a single for him. It was a single for Bobby V. And surprisingly was not a single for this band, a band that is not known for doing covers, none released on any of their studio albums, as far as I know. So the only covers you got were from live albums, including this one from Live at Wembley Stadium. Here's Queen, Freddie Mercury, covering Hello, Mary Lou, Goodbye Heart.
I said hello. Those big brown eyes my way, and knew I wanted you forevermore. Hey,
I'm not one that gets around when my feet stuck to the ground.
And though I never did see you before,
yeah,
said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye.
So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes. We're gonna see skies of blue. Had a tough time getting started, maybe just a little downhearted. All you gotta do is count to 10. Maybe you'll be smiling Wednesdays. Teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows I will share with you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes. We're gonna see skies of blue. Gonna be just love and gladness. Don't wanna hear nothing about sadness. Come a little closer, come to me. With each kiss you're gonna see today's. Teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows I will share with you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes. We're gonna see skies of blue.
Thank you.
sadness. Come a little closer, come to me. With each kiss you're gonna see today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows I will share, share with you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes. We're gonna see skies of blue. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes. We're gonna see skies of blue.
Strong, I'll let you go your way. so you cry a little bit. So I cry a little bit.
Etc. from their cover collection from 2007 to 2017. There's a band that changed their name for the better, now going by Pop Etc., P-O-P-E-T-C, but they used to be known as the Morning Benders, and they were the Morning Benders when they originally recorded that. Glad they're Pop Etc. now. It's a band name you don't have to explain to the young ones. Before that, Randall Kirsch and Billy Cowsill with a cover of It Hurts to Be in Love. That one, Gene Pitney. So that He's a Rebel, by the way, was one that Gene Pitney wrote, but was recorded by the Crystals. So a Gene Pitney penned song recorded by somebody else. As a matter of fact, I don't have a cover of Only Love Can Break a Heart, but that was a song that Gene Pitney wrote and then recorded, and the only reason it didn't make it to the number one spot on the Billboard charts was because he's a rebel. He couldn't unseat his own song. Like, he just couldn't surpass the popularity of He's a Rebel by the Crystals. And to this date, it's the only time that's ever happened on the Billboard charts is that a number one written by an artist kept their own number one or their own number two song from making it to the top of the charts. So poor Gene Pitney. All right. It Hurts to Be in Love. That one is by Randall Kirsch and Billy Cowsill. That one from a tribute album called He's a Rebel, the Gene Pitney Story Retold. A lot of great power pop artists on there. Randall Kirsch, by the way, has worked with everyone from the Beach Boys to Toad the Wet Sprocket and everyone in between. So good stuff from Randall Kirsch. Blue Angel before that, I'm Gonna Be Strong, from their self-titled album from 1980. Does that vocalist sound familiar? Well, she should, of course. It's Cyndi Lauper, and you probably already knew that. But before she went solo, she was a member of Blue Angel, and her voice was just as good then as it is now. She's fantastic, and she's no matter where you put her, you're going to recognize Cyndi Lauper's voice, no doubt. Before that, Bic Runga from her album Try to Remember Everything from 2008. Talk about a vocalist that I really, really like. I love the sound of Bic Runga's voice. A New Zealand artist who's worked with folks like Neil Finn and Tim Finn and Fergal Sharkey and folks like that. She's great, and she's even part of that Seven Worlds Collide thing that had Neil Finn and Eddie Vedder. So many great artists involved with that. Bic Runga, part of that as well. Fountains of Wayne before that with Today's Teardrops from their Out of State Plates album. Wasn't until I was putting the show together that I realized that they had a cover of that on that album. Came out in 2005. Queen and live version of Hello, Mary Lou, Goodbye Heart, recorded live as part of their set at Wembley Stadium during Live Aid, that very famous concert, the Wembley Stadium concert that parts of were recreated for the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. What a great, great performance that was, the original performance that was. Let's get to another set of music here, starting things off with Carla DeVito, who is a solo artist who's also known for doing a lot of soundtrack work. She had a song on the Breakfast Club soundtrack, maybe why her name is familiar if it isn't already familiar. Just One Smile is a song she included on her album Is This a Cool World or What? Here is Carla DeVito.
Can I cry a little bit? There's nobody to notice it. Can I cry? If I want to, no one cares. Why can't I pretend
dust roads to town, the women folk would run and hide. When liberty walked around, yeah, all the men would step aside. Cause the point of a gun was the only law that liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Out from the east, a stranger came with a long book in his hand. The kind of man the west would need to tame a troubled man. Cause the point of a gun was the only law that liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. A million men would face his gun. A million men would fall. Who shot?
Guys, call a flamingo. Cause her hair glows like the sun, and her eyes can light the skies. When she walks, she was so fine, like a flamingo. Crimson dress that clings so tight, out of reach, not a sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy will make her his if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day you mine, pretty flamingo.
darling, I'm writing to say that I won't be coming home anymore. Kiss, something has happened while I was driving home, and I am not the same anymore. For I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night. That's when I saw her, as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa.
Chris Wilson. There's a couple different Chris Wilsons. This is the one that did Shake Some Action for Clueless. He was a member of the Flamin' Groovies, the Barracudas. Chris Wilson, a cover of 24 Hours from Tulsa. That one recorded to Heil and Bacharach, the album from 1998 that featured that one. That was originally Burt Bacharach written, recorded by Gene Pitney, as was an earlier track in that set. Town Without Pity, though, classic Gene Pitney. Brian Setzer has a great version of that one as well, if I remember correctly. What a great song. Town Without Pity, recorded by Dwight Twilley from his Out of the Box album from 2009. Darius before that with a cover of Pretty Flamingo. Not Darius record, just Darius, recorded for the One Love New Musical Express album from 2002. A song that was written by Gene Pitney but popularized by Manfred Mann. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, the theme song there, Regurgitator, doing that one from 1998. And Carla DeVito, and I mentioned Breakfast Club, but of course, her most famous song is the duet with Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, where she asks, what's it going to be, Meatloaf? What's it going to be? Let me sleep on it. Carla DeVito with her cover of Just One Smile. Randy Newman, the original artist on that one. Gene Pitney covered Randy Newman with that one. Happy birthday, if you were still alive, Gene Pitney, who'd be turning 81 next week. Somebody who is turning 45 next week is Feist. Let's get to her. This one was recorded for the Art of Time Ensemble. Great cover of Monarch. We had a flamingo in the last set. We got a Monarch in this set. From 2009, here is Art of Time Ensemble featuring Sarah Sleen and a cover of Monarch.
Thank you. monarch now lay. Your jeweled head, monarch now lay. Your jeweled head, monarch.
Tell me that you love me more. Sleepless long nights, that is what my youth is for. Old teenagers alive at the door. Left you with nothing, but there you want some more. Oh, 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 changing in your heart. Oh, 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 you know who you are. Sweet heart, bitter heart, now I can't tell you apart. Cozy and cold, put the horse before the cart. Old teenagers, the light in your eyes. Too scared to end up with one little lie. Oh, 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 changing in your heart. Oh, 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 you know who you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, or 10. Money can't buy you back the love that you had then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, or 10. Money can't buy you back the love that you had then. Oh, 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 changing in your heart. Oh, 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 you know who you are. Oh, 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 changing in your heart. Oh, 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 you know who you are. For the teenage boys, they're breaking your heart. 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 For the teenage boys.
There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion, like a map with no ocean, there's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there.
truth or dare. There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or care? There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. There's a limit to your care.
Figure it's the love that keeps you warm. Let this moment be forever.
Feist with a cover of Inside and Out, that one originally released by the Bee Gees, included on her Let It Die album from 2005. Before that, James Blake from his self-titled album with a cover of Limit to Your Love, Feist's song covered back in 2011 by James Blake. Before that, Jack Pinata, it's P-E-N-A-T-E, it's definitely an Enya, Pinata? It's just not Pinata, it's Pinata. Recorded for the Radio 1 Live Lounge, that was a cover of 1-2-3-4, classic Feist song. Probably one of the first Feist songs that I remember hearing was that 1-2-3-4. And we start off with a cover of Monarch, that one by the Art of Time Ensemble, featuring Sarah Celine, that one part of their Black Flowers release from 2009. Whew, big show today. That's going to do it, though. Big thanks for you guys for listening, for the chat room, for the live audience, for being here for the live show. Listen, if you want to come see the live show, it's free. Why not, right? Thursday afternoons at 1 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time at twitch.tv/Coverville. A lot of people hanging out here listening to the fun music of covers. We'll be back here next week with another edition of the show. Until then, make sure you email me, requests@coverville.com, if there's anything you want to hear. You can also visit the website, coverville.com, check out previous episodes, and support the show by buying merch from the store or going to patreon.com and supporting the show that way. Here's a little tip. If you're planning on buying merch, become a patron, and then you get coupons for the merch. Just a little heads up, fun thing to do. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Tomorrow, a Guess the Connection right here at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time, so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.